and dissing, I done murdered, homie. I told my lawyer I ain't heard of, homie. And everybody know my niggas murder for me.
You see homo in your crib, it ain't a burglary, homie.
They finna have me stuck in purgatory. I'm down to do the sticking when it come to the orgies. Conventional methods of sex totally bore me. Wait, I'm getting sidetracked, back to the story. This cocksucking got it in for me. They want me up, me find my burner and me up.
But it's yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King, Flex Nasheed. Chopping up a good game as we always do. Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline, who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Paulie.
Hey, what's up, Paulie? Where you calling from?
I'm from the Bronx, baby.
All right, what's on your mind today, man?
I just want to get your opinion on something real quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know the actress Kenya Moore, right?
Fine-ass Kenya Moore.
Yeah, you know she has a book coming out about games called Get Game. Any female you want. Have you peeped that yet?
No. Well, she has a book for men?
Yeah, she has a book coming out.
Well, when is
called
it
Get Game.
Get Game. I got to peep that out. Everybody's on the Get Game tip now. Now that I don't
know. Yeah, that's why I wanted your opinion. Like, can a female even... Is a female qualified to even write a book like this?
Not really, because...
Hello, Kenya Moore?
Exactly. So I gotta investigate this a little bit more, but... Kenya Moore allegedly has a book called Get Game, so we're going to check that out. But she's fine in the motherfucker. I like her anyway.
Oh, yeah, she's fine, but yeah.
Yeah, but brother,
I just want to get your insight on that, how you felt about that.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, I'm going to peep that. I'm going to do some more investigating about that and see what she's talking about, because you know, bro, guys can't get advice from women on how to get game. Women aren't going to tell men the real deal on how to really keep them in check. Do you honestly think a woman is going to tell you how to really get her ass on lockdown? Hell no. You dig? But thanks for that, man. I'm going to investigate that. What's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back in. Ready to chop up good game like we always do. We're bumping that new 50 Cent CD, the Curtis CD. We're going to bump a few cuts from that. I want to tell everybody to go out and get that new Curtis CD. It's real nice. Got a couple of cuts we're going to bump from that. And today is Wide Open Telephones. It's Labor Day today. Going to chop up some good game, as we always do. And a few things I want to talk about today. I want to talk about this website that somebody sent me a link to. I really want to get into that and some other things. There's a new YouTube clip that I want to share with you guys too, because people always send me these YouTube clips. I got a YouTube clip from some people down in Houston. There's a crackhead homeless guy that they call the Notorious BUM, the Notorious Bum. And it's real dumb, but it's funny to me. It's a clip of him, like, rapping and singing. And this, to me, this shit is just hilarious. I've been bumping this shit all night. And this guy's like a crackhead. He's like, he raps for money. You know, he walks up to people in Houston. He's evidently well-known down in the Houston 3rd, 4th Ward down there. And let me turn this 50 Cent down for a minute. This guy's real known down there in Houston. And he allegedly, he walks up to people and starts rapping for money. And this shit is just funny to me. He's well-known down there. And he's a crackhead. The guy has, like, the teeth missing in the whole nine. He looks like your stereotypical crackhead. But his songs are kind of catchy, though. This dude has some catchy-ass songs. And here is a clip of the Notorious BUM. And you can see it on YouTube. Go to YouTube and check out Notorious BUM. And you can see this. This shit is just funny to me. Yeah, check it out.
I throw my money on the flow.
And that's his song. One of the songs is "I Throw My Money on the Floor."
Doom 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 doom. That's how I kick it on my note. Doom 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 doom. That's how I kick it in the floor. Doom doom third ward, nigga. Doom doom doom. That's how I kick it with my hoe. Doom doom
doom. You got the music effects and everything.
That's how I kick it when I smoke. Doom doom. I throw my money on the floor.
And you gotta see this shit too.
paranoid, schizophrenic, it's unbelievable. Rap game so tight, it's unsqueezable. And niggas try to put me in check. Guess what, bitch? They get an SSI check. I have my ass destroyed. I have you living in space like you a goddamn asteroid. But it's a blame. You come to third world or fourth world, nigga, I make you famous. That's how I kick it in the boat.
I love this dude. He has another song that I like too that's real catchy. Hold on. It's some random guys are videotaping this dude. But he's about to do the other song now.
Kick that other song.
Motherfucker chime in the pen. No love for my fans.
Kick the other song about the freak.
With the one with the prostitute. That shit is just fire.
This is my cut right here.
I got this tick for you. Are you a freak? Are you a prostitute? Are you a freak?
Yeah.
I got this trick for you. Are you a freak? Are you a freak? That's how I song my voice went.
He forgot the words. Is notorious bum. And he has a bunch of random clips of him singing for folks. It's just funny to me. I thought I would share that with you motherfuckers. Anyway, let me bump this 50 Cent again. Anyway, on today's show, I want to talk about this website that somebody sent me a link to. It's a website about black females who are into interracial dating. And the link to the website is bfinterracialmarriage.blogspot.com. Again, that's bfinterracialmarriage.blogspot.com. So I go to this site, and it's one of these sites where the sisters claim that they're into dating white guys, and they show a bunch of celebrity females who have white husbands or white boyfriends. Or women of color, celebrity women of color that have white boyfriends and white husbands. Let's see who's on the phone real quick. Hotline.
Tariq.
What's up, player?
What up, man? Hey. It's Todd from Chicago, man.
All right, what's on your mind today, man?
Hey, I got a question, man.
Yes.
Phone's kind of acting up.
Let me turn this music down. Go ahead.
As far as, like, you know, hitting girls, you know what I'm saying? If you get yourself in this, if a girl hits you. Like smack.
If she smack you, man, you got to defend yourself. But the thing is, you want to try to avoid that as much as possible, man. And also, man, you got to check her before something like that escalates. Because when they feel like they can do that, that means they've disrespected you verbally to the point where they're going to take it to the next level. So you got to check them
So you got to check it
way before it even gets to that. If they're trying to hit on you, that means they have zero respect for you. That means they think that you're the ultimate punk. So you really got to nip that shit in the bud when it's on a verbal level, because when it gets to scrapping shit, you know, then your inner Ike might have to come out. But you shouldn't let it get to that level, dude. For real, that means that's the ultimate form of disrespect. Are you in a situation like that?
Man, I went through a situation like that.
What happened?
What happened was she was trying to, you know. She's a big girl, first of all.
Oh, shit. Why are you fucking with big broads? Man, hold on. Well,
No. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here listening, Brian. Well, no, what's the deal?
No, I'm not messing with it. It's a work situation.
Oh, okay. So she works with you, but you're not dating her then, right?
Oh, hell no. Okay. Basically, I got to see her every day.
Oh,
so, you know, it's like she came with some, like, talking crazy. She's really trying to flirt with me.
Yeah. Yeah, them big girls always do that. And that's something very... indicative of them big girls, man. They always try to get up in the motherfucker's face with all that. If this is happening at your job, get her ass fired. You know what I'm saying? Go down to human resources on her ass and be like, yo, this chick laid hands on me. That's not cool. And shit, you can get you a little check. Say, look, if y'all let these bitches roll up on me and put hands on me, I'm going to go down to get my lawyer and get a little hunk of this money up in here. You dig? Because that's a hostile work environment. Now, where you work at?
I'm a waiter, you know, so it's Red Lobster.
All right, man. Well, shit, you get some of that lobster money, man. Shit. hit that.
Hey, you know, I'm doing other things, but I got to get my money on the side.
Yeah, exactly. Now push come to shove, bust ass in the face with a plate of shrimp. Shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey, man.
For sure, man. But thanks for the call, man. Yeah, this dude's getting punked out by a bitch at Red Lobster. What's wrong with y'all niggas, man? What is wrong with you players? Anyway, I digress. Anyway, I was talking about this website about interracial dating, interracial marriage. Now, on the website, they have a picture of Rosario Dawson. And I met Rosario. She's a very nice girl. They have her and her white boyfriend. They have, who else? They have a whole bunch of random people. Random black women with white guys. They have this actress, Karine Perez, and her husband. They have Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She has a white dude, Ben Foster. Who else they have? They got Sally Richardson and Matthew McConaughey, but I thought Sally was married to DeAndre. Let's see who's on the phone real quick. Hotline, who's calling?
Yo, this is Twin City Flim calling from Minneapolis.
Twin City Flim, what's up, player?
Oh, man, been out here at the Minnesota State Fair out there putting the Mac down.
There's a state fair out there right now?
Yeah, it's pretty much the biggest event in Minnesota.
So you campaigning for females? They cooperating? What's the deal with them?
Man, it's so good right now, Chris, man. Ever since I got put on a TMA, my life's been getting a lot better every day.
That's what's happening, man. I got to get out there to Minnesota, man. There's a lot of nice-looking females that I see out there in Minnesota.
We got like a little small group of them. But the one thing about this city that if you don't got no game, it's definitely a city for you because it's not a lot of dimes.
Yeah.
So the competition is a little bit stiffer, but, man, it times your game up so nicely.
For sure.
All right. But I was just calling in, you know. Just to give a shout out to all the players out there to tell them to keep their heads up. Because last year, this time, I was in college eating pizza and ramen noodles. And now, you know, life has gotten so much better and my swagger is tight. And I find that it's true, man. Once you get your confidence up, you don't even got to holler too much no more,
That's
man.
That's what happens, man. The females are coming to you, man. They start choosing. That's how it is. For real.
Well, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Slim. That's what's up. Let me turn this music back on. Now, like I was talking about this website, Interracial Marriage, they have a couple of more, just a whole bunch of pictures of different females, black women with these white guys. And that's cool. Don't have a problem with that. The only thing that I don't like about this site is that it's on some bash the black man shit. And a lot of these sisters that be on this I'ma date white guy shit, not a lot, but too many. A lot of them do be on some things, on this thing where they're punishing brothers by doing it. It's like they're disciplining us by dating white guys. That's the kind of condescending tone that this website has. Let me read some of the stuff from this website. It's a whole bunch. It's a lot of shit on here, man. It'll kind of piss you off. Here's one of the things, one of the blogs on there, and I don't know who runs this site, but just the whole vibe is very condescending and disrespectful to black men. It says, "Sisters, the propaganda machine is cranking up as black men observe more black women escaping to get to white men. Escaping black men, huh?" Anyway, this website goes on to say the emotional damage that a lot of black women get are from black men who try to destroy their self-esteem. A typical young black female, especially if she's darker with nappy hair, gets the notion very early on that her hair is ugly or less than, or her skin is ugly or less than, or her body is ugly, etc. And she gets this notion mainly because of black males. That's bullshit. That is a crock of bullshit. Even before a lot of girls start interacting with black males, who do they interact with? Their moms. And if you see your mom who has a low self-image, because she probably had your ass when she was 13, that low self-image is going to be projected onto you. So, again, I can rip this whole shit apart. And I want to let you see it for yourself. I'll be here 2 hours ripping this whole bullshit ideology that this female on this website has. But there's a consensus in the black female community that black men somewhat tear down your self-esteem and black men fuck up your self-image and all this. Your moms do that bullshit. Not us. It's a lot of older women in the black community. Their shit ain't right, and they project that self-image onto you when they grow up, when you grow up. It's these women talking about good hair and bad hair and all that shit. It's these women that's projecting that bullshit into your minds. Not us. But again, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I done talked about this subject many times on many other shows, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. Hotline.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, player? Who's calling?
Yo, this is CJ, man.
What's up, CJ? Where you calling from?
I'm coming from Orlando. All
right, what's going on? What's on your mind today, player?
Man, I just like to say thanks, man. Your podcasts are really holding it down for me. I'm getting some real good info, advice on what I should do with these girls, man.
That's what's happening. So is your female ratio increasing?
Well, you can say that for sure, yeah. But like right now, man, it was just tough for me. But like, you just gave me the confidence to just talk to these girls and just be like, you know, the spur of the moment.
Absolutely.
Not come to them with some already played out game. Just come spur of the moment, man, and I'm doing it.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. So you got your little lady now or what? You still out there campaigning?
Like, nah, I got a lady, but, you know, I'm still in kind of like my pimp mode right now. You know what I mean?
I feel you. All right,
nigga just got a job. Nigga just got a new car.
Oh shit!
I'm just kind of like.
That's what's up. So when you
step, you know what I mean?
So you know when you step to the ladies, you got to bust on them like this.
I got this dick with you. Are you a freak? Are you a prostitute? Are you a freak?
All right, player. But thanks for the call, man. I like to hear it. Love to hear success stories from brothers. Love to hear it. But anyway, I'm talking about this website, this interracial dating website. Now, on this interracial dating website, you know, again, these women are gloating like, aha, look at us, we're getting white men. Aha, look at us, we're getting white men. That's the whole vibe of this site. Now, what made this site interesting to me, they got this woman, one female on here, who's looking for a white man. And this is her profile. And they have a picture up here in the whole nine. She's kind of a thick girl. She ain't hideous, but she's about 20 miles away from a dime. This chick is about a four. And this is her profile. Miss September is Keisha. Keisha is 29 years old, and that means 35. For all you fellas out there, when you meet a woman who says she's 29, that means she's 35, all right? You will never, ever, 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 ever meet a woman who's actually 29 and she says she's 29. Never. Because if a woman is actually 29, she's going to say she's 24. So if she's saying she's 29, she's 35. I'll do a show on that later. But anyway, they say she's 29, 5'6", and 165 pounds. She lives in Houston, Texas with her three daughters. She has attended college, but hasn't finished yet, and works full-time in a customer sales and support position in Houston. Keisha says that it's been drilled in her that all things come to those who wait, provided she shows what she's waiting for. Wait, let me read this again, because this is kind of doesn't make sense. Let me read it slow. It says that Keisha says that it has been drilled into her, all things come to her who waits, provided she knows what she's waiting for. Okay. And she says she recently realized what she's waiting for. Now it makes sense. Basically, she says she's waiting for a white man, or she's waiting for Captain Save-A-Ho. And she goes on to say on her profile, I just so happened to run across your website, and needless to say, I'm hooked. I've had the most uplifting breakthrough in the last week regarding relationships. Your site has become an eye-opener for me. Okay. So it goes on to say, I mean, and all you white guys, this is what you can get from Keisha, the 29-year-old, quote-unquote, single mother of three in Houston. Her profile goes on to say, if I had the resources, I would travel the world speaking and writing self-help books geared towards teenage girls about teenage pregnancy since I was a teenage mom. If I can tell my story just to prevent one girl from traveling down that dark, lonely road, that's what I'd be doing. So she's looking for a white guy. And white guys out there listening, you can have her. I don't think any brother is belly aching about this female stepping to the other side. I mean, brothers, are you brothers out there? Would you guys be mad at her from stepping to the other side, for stepping to the another race of guys? And my thing, I wouldn't be so much on this motherfucker's case if the whole website wasn't condescending, if it didn't have that vibe like y'all are escaping from us or you're punishing us for some reason. If that's your profile, you are a single mother of three and you 29, 35 and you had kids as a teen, peace. The brothers ain't trying to fuck with you anyway. What brother wants to sign up for that? So step to the other side. Just don't have that funky ass condescending attitude behind it. Because truth be told, the same things that brothers dislike, a lot of white guys dislike. And the same things brothers like, upscale brothers. The same things upscale brothers like, the same thing white guys like. White guys, when they date sisters, usually they date sisters who are slim, attractive, in shape, who's respectful. And I've talked about this on shows before. A lot of black women are a little more respectful to white men than black men. But we don't want, brothers generally don't have a problem with you sisters dating white guys. I really don't know any brothers that seriously has a problem with that. So since we really don't have a problem with that, don't have a problem with us when we date other races. Don't cry foul. Don't cry bloody murder. I think anybody should date whoever they want to date. But don't put up websites like this. Oh, we getting white men. And the minute a brother dates a girl who's like extra light skin, everybody is whining and crying. Date whoever the hell you want to date. We really don't give a shit. I really don't. Especially with women like this. Oh, please, white men, come get them. I give you some gas money to drive to the suburbs. I encourage that. I'm thinking about starting a website to get all the raggedy sisters that the brothers don't want and dump you off on somebody. I like upscale fly sisters who have their shit together. If you done had kids as a teen and all that, I'm cool. I'm cool as hell. And truth be told, when you got all that extra baggage and all that shit, the only type of white guys that will date that type of woman of any race are what they call cuckolds. I'm going to do a show about that later. I'm writing about that in my new book, too. It's a term called cuckolds, these masochistic type of dudes who like dating women who don't have their shit together, or like dating women who are promiscuous and they like being humiliated by women. It's a whole little underground fetish community called cuckolds. And I might do a show about that later. I don't have enough time now. But again, by all means, if y'all don't have your shit together, date whoever. Broaden your horizons. We don't give a shit. We really don't. But I want you guys to check that website out. BFInterracialMarriage.blogspot.com. Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline. Hello? Hello. We had a breather. Somebody's on the phone breathing and shit. Anyway, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, y'all. I wanted to do a very quick Labor Day show today. It's Labor Day today. It's September 3rd, 2007. Chopping up good game. Now remember, next week I got a very important announcement to make. Next week, so stay tuned into the show for that. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And you can subscribe to all the shows at iTunes. You can get all the shows on iTunes. And don't forget to see all the backup shows on MacLessonsRadio.com. And don't forget to check out UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's the message board where players like you can chop it up with other players all around the world. That's UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. All right, I'm going to holler at you cats next week. Peace.